We're learning the laws of Bedikas Chametz. The next section of the of this particular siman, this particular chapter, says as follows: "Bebracha achas yochel livdok kama batim." Person who has many homes is able to just say one bracha, al Bedikas Chametz, al bir chametz rather, and check all those homes based on that one bracha. V'im bal habayis rotsa. If the master of the home wishes, Yamin Mimne Beso Etzlo Bishashihum Avarech, other people can be near him, listen to him say the bracha. Vispazu Livdok Ish Bimkomo Asmach Bracha Shibirach Bal Habayis. It's not necessary for this one person who said the bracha to do this the whole search. Rather, he can divide and conquer, and he can have many people assigned to different areas, different rooms, different homes. And as long as they heard the bracha, and based on the principle which we said numerous times of Shemei Ka'ona, it's as though they said the bracha, and therefore they can fulfill the mitzvah through that bracha, and thereafter do the search. Tonight I'd like to focus on the next words, which are the words quoted by Rav Moshe Issalis, the Ramah. He says, V'nohagim lahaniach pesisei chometz, that it's customary before the bedika that a person will take a certain amount of bread. It doesn't say how much, but custom, as we'll see, is 10 pieces, and place them around in different areas during. So this way, during the bedika, they'll find stuff, as he says. According to the Ramah, the reason for this custom is the concern that after our homes are spotless, it's also brought down the Aruch HaShulchan like this, person is, it's almost a more of a symbolic ceremony, because where a person's really not going to find anything. So therefore, at least we'll find these pieces that were dispersed around the home. Continues the Ramah, he says, Mihu, however, im lo nasan lo ikev. What happens if you did a really good job, to the extent that you have absolutely no chametz whatsoever? You don't have to go to the supermarket to buy bread on Erev Pesach to do this. The das kol adam im abrach levayer im nimsa. The idea of this bracha and the purpose of the search is to potentially find. But if you don't find, it's also not an issue, because the whole purpose of it is to find any potential chametz in one's home. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, when a person does, for those that do adopt this custom, the chametz that a person has should be chametz kashesh shlis parer, hard bread, or chametz, which will not crumble. Because the obvious problem is if you have chametz, and you put it down in different rooms, and all of a sudden you notice it's spread all over the place, it's crumbs, so then all that cleaning for all those weeks in advance, was it worth? Began b'makom mishumar, it should also be put in a specific place, these pieces. It's interesting, the two reasons the Mishnah Berurah gives. B'mnei hatinokos v'achbarim. He connects the little children to mice and rats. I guess just like mice and rats, for those that are don't have an exterminator, they can come and grab these pieces of bread, and you won't be able to find all the pieces that you were initially put out. And perhaps the same thing when it comes to a little child. They find a piece and you don't know where they put it. The Mishnah Berurah then tells us that the Ein Kan Chashash Bracha Vatala. Even though the Ramah does mention this idea, the reason why we put out these pieces is because by saying this bracha, you don't find anything. There's really no chashash, there's no major concern that you've actually have said a bracha in vain. The Chein Hu HaMitzvah. The purpose of the mitzvah, livdo kechametz, is to search for one's chametz, l'chafez acharev shem yimsa, and to look all over the place to see if maybe you'll find. Vim lo yimsa, im bekachlum. If you don't find anything, it's no big deal, because after all, that means your house and your property is chametz free, which is really the whole idea. Bataz kasav od. The Taz writes furthermore, the habracha koi almashi va'ir lamachar. As we mentioned previously, the nusach of the bracha is not al bedikas chametz, it's al bir chametz. Because even though you're actually doing a search right now, but ultimately the purpose is for the next day for you to destroy that chametz. And therefore, says the Taz, that since that is the real purpose of the Bedikah, Bevadei Mashi Sha'er Mechilaso, whatever's left over from your eating, from breakfast, the night dinner that you had after the Bedikah, that's going to be destroyed the next day. El Shema Yom Maskil Alidei HaBedikah. All you're doing is you're beginning the destruction by first finding it. So therefore, you certainly are going to, says the Taz, fulfill this mitzvah anyway of Bir Chametz, as the Bracha says, Al Bir Chametz, because you will burn Chametz. You may not find Chametz, but that's not the whole issue, that's not the whole purpose of the search. So, according to this, the Taz actually says, is brought down by the Shar Tzion, that Yoser Tov L'chadchila Shelo L'haniach. He says it's better L'chadchila not to put these pieces of bread around your home. Shema Yovad, because maybe they'll get lost. Maybe you'll put 10 out, and you'll only find 9, and then you're going to go out of your mind trying to find this last piece. And therefore, he says, better not to. And not only is this the opinion of the Taz, but more modern poskim agree to this, such as Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. All of them, they were accustomed that when they would do the Bedikah, they did not put out any bread to search. They searched, they did a very thorough Bedikah, but they did not put out these pieces of bread. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov writes, "Demikol makom ein kedai levatel minhag shel Yisrael." Even though you hear all these great tzaddikim, these great poskim that did not do this, but if it is the minhag, your custom, one should not just ignore it. Rather, says the Chok Yaakov, it's worthwhile to actually have to continue in this custom. The Chok Yaakov elsewhere explains a couple of reasons why a person should put out the bread. Which, again, if the issue is that you're going to create crumbs, you wrap it up in foil or a paper. The Chok Yaakov explains, first of all, one of the issues is bittul chametz. We mentioned, in addition to burning, destroying the chametz, is also bittul chametz, which means you have to nullify the chametz. So says the Chok Yaakov that if you would not find in your immaculately clean home anything, then maybe a person will end up not doing a bittul chametz either. And who are you to say definitively that there's not a drop of chametz somewhere in your position? Therefore, says the Chok Yaakov, by you searching around and finding some type of chametz, which is the 10 pieces or whatnot, then you will know, to do a bittul chametz, perhaps realizing that there may be more chametz in your home. Furthermore, the Chok Yaakov says this actually may inspire a person, when they're doing the Bedikah, to do a more thorough search. If you know that your house is immaculate and there's nothing in your house, so I'll look around for a few seconds. But if you have these pieces strategically placed in different parts of your home, then a person may end up doing a more thorough search because of that, so says the Chok Yaakov. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Arizal. The Arizal kosa minhagzeh. The Arizal also writes the importance of adhering to this particular custom. Shaniach asar pesisim. And according to the Arizal, he's the one that comes along and tells us the specific number of 10 pieces. And I'd like to close with the very strong words presented by the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Kitzer tells us as follows on with regard to this particular halacha. Neishno hagim shekodem habadika manichim pesisi lechem bimkomos shimsoim habodek. That there is a custom that some people place these pieces of bread around their home. After all, that's going to be part of their Bedikah process. And what is the reason, says the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch? Because ki choish shim shema liyim saklum, perhaps we might not find anything other than these pieces. And if I don't put any pieces in my home, to say, hey, bracha latal, my bracha, which I will say, will be a bracha in vain, which we already said that's not true anyway. But listen to the concluding words of this very, very powerful words of the Kitzer. This is a pshita. It's very obvious to me. Kimishaino bode kroi, someone who does not search properly, elishu mekabetz el hapsisim, all they do is use this as a little fun and game with their kids to find these 10 pieces and that's all they do, and then okay, bedikah's over, 3 minutes done, finished. Lo kiyei mitzvah sabedika, you who had the intention of putting it out so you would not say a blessing in vain, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of the search, uverach bracha levatala, and you are the one that has said a bracha levatala, a bracha in vain. Adonai